This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. As he released yet another video investigation into Planned Parenthood and the sale of what is left after an abortion, David DeLaden says the scheme to sell abortion specimens sends a strong message that states must have strong regulatory authority over the abortion industry. The biotech company handling Planned Parenthood specimens is a major donor to the local Planned Parenthood affiliate. Representative Diane Black of Tennessee is sounding an ominous tone for this week's Supreme Court hearing, where 8 justices will consider what states' rights are retained in the control of medical regulations for abortion clinics. She cites the hyperbole of abortion advocates in saying a Texas law amounts to a ban on abortion by giving clinics, for the sake of patient safety, the obligation to be modestly connected with the rest of the medical community. This is Life News Radio. Maybe you've seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the LIFE principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture. At healingtheculture.com, you'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions for a lifetime. Visit healingtheculture.com. In other headlines, presidential candidates Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz are relying heavily on their pro-life record, voting against funding Planned Parenthood. Wesley Smith is telling how infanticide is now legal in Holland. And Mexico seems to be harassing a pro-life leader, indicted again. Jorge Serrano is out on bail again, and this comes after being acquitted of similar charges 5 times before. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.